Just as she decided her paranoia had gotten the best of her, the sound of running shoes hitting the hard paved surface caught her ear. She glanced over her shoulder but saw no one. She tried not to let her imagination run wild. But the man couldn't disappear. If he wasn't ahead of her, he had to be behind her, close enough for her to hear him. This time the thought of company on the trail didn't bring any comfort. Fishing her cell phone out of the small pocket in her running shorts, she clenched the device in her fist, making her feel less vulnerable. Should I call someone and let them know where I am? She dismissed the thought and kept running. Another half mile passed with no incident. She began to relax, chastising herself for her moment of weakness. She'd lived in large cities her entire life and knew dangers existed, but seldom let those possibilities influence her activities. Focused on her fumbling attempt to reinsert the earbud to get the music flowing, she almost collided with the person who stepped out of the brush hugging the trail. She tried to dodge the man, whom she was certain by his attire was the same one she'd been following earlier, but he grabbed her upper arm and yanked her toward him. She dropped her earbud and cell phone as pain shot toward her wrist. She struggled to think clearly, knowing she needed a plan, but the fear of dying pushed all ideas from her mind. He spun her around so her back was pressed tight against his hard chest. With one of his arms firmly across her neck, she couldn't see his face. The increasing pressure on her windpipe made it difficult to breathe or to scream out for help. She tried to kick backward at his shin, but he was too close for her to inflict much damage, and the futile attempts only made her lose her balance. Squirming and struggling, she tried to pry his arm away from her throat with her free hand, but his grip was like a vise. His stranglehold tightened. Desperation and lack of oxygen clouded her thoughts. A vision flashed through her mind of all the things she had yet to do and all the people who would miss her, encouraging her to keep fighting, to free herself from the man. She didn't want to die. Not this way. Not in the prime of her life. She scratched frantically at his bare skin, but doubted her stubby fingernails were doing any damage to his thick, muscled bicep. The attack didn't seem like an opportunistic, random act of violence. Her assailant clearly knew what he was doing. He held her in a position that limited her options at self-defense, and his arms across her throat made it impossible to scream for help or plead for her life. If she did manage to get away, she had yet to see his face, so would be unable to identify him. The more she fought, the more her strength waned. As darkness threatened to overtake her, the sensation of being dragged off of the paved pathway pushed its way into her barely conscious mind. She vaguely registered the need for a weapon. Her vision blurred. She reached for a low-hanging tree branch. Her hand missed its target. And all went black.